An Idaho district court judge ruled the state now faces a class action lawsuit from those claiming the public defense system is severely underfunded. James Dawson has details.
The case has been brewing since 2015 when a group of four people across Idaho brought suit against the state and members of the Idaho State Public Defense Commission. Backed by the ACLU of Idaho, the group claims public defenders are drastically overworked, meaning they don't have time to investigate cases or sometimes even meet with their indigent clients.
Some of that stuff is really non-existent based, not because the public defenders are deficient in some way, but because really the system and everything that's been put in place to help them, there's really not much there.
That's Jeremy Woodson, a spokesperson for the ACLU. He says that results in innocent people pleading guilty to get out of jail and rebuild their lives later. Now, tens of thousands of people facing charges in Idaho can join the lawsuit. In his order, District Judge Samuel Hoagland notes these conditions are typical experiences for clients of public defenders who are employed by each of Idaho's 44 counties. The case had originally been dismissed, but the Idaho Supreme Court reversed that decision last April. The Attorney General's office declined to comment. For KBSX News, I'm James Dawson.